Ladies and gentlemen, I want to invite you on a journey. I sincerely hope you're in a mood to travel right now, cause we're going back in time. Are you ready? Oh, I must say, yo, I wanna take you way back to when a girl on a mic's worth wasn't determined by the length of a skirt. I mean way back to creativity before MTV, before BET. I mean way back before recycling shit, when the props that you got was for your writing and shit. Let's rewind before the hype when you used to be low-key. To be a singer you had to actually know key. I mean way back to before people made a job of seeing who's best and impersonating Bob. I mean way back to when you sweat blood on every line. Get one good song didn't cost $16.99. To be considered cheap you had to actually say stuff, and if it wasn't good these jockeys didn't play stuff. I mean way, way Marvin Gaye, way back. And I pray that you will come with me. Let us journey past this melody. I smoke, gumma singing shit that's bionic. Every note that it's affecting my judgment is what some people would hope, but I'm not tripping. I'm on a journey, come along now, let's float. I used to be excited going to the record store, but these days I stay pacing the floor. Somebody please take me back to when the artists were poor, cause when they made less they gave us so much more. Let's take it back to a ballroom, cloud and microphone, Smokey Robinson, Nina Simone. James Brown was still occupying a throne when the songs weren't sold off videos alone. Way back to when a star attitude wasn't defined by somebody being rude, to when it was a pleasure, definitely not a task, to greet a fan with a smile and sign a damn autograph. I mean way back to before you used to drive the Maybach. You dreamt about a mill but never made that, when you made some shit that we could play back. Whoa, I mean way back to a whole other time, further back than your granddad's hairline. I mean way back. Won't you say that you will come with me? The glorious days of charts, that the music ailed, and we danced to it and threw a party, but in our hearts we knew the musicians failed. And then came along brothers Napster and Aimster, and though they were definitely wrong, I think it's worse to be forced to buy a whole bullshit album just to get that one good song. Can I get an amen? Come with me.